would like to know first if this state of emergency might be as quickly as possible put to an end, and also as regards the given the long duration of this, is the decision made by the state in step with Article 4 of the Covenant? Have the measures in question, are they rather strictly necessary and proportional regarding the situation and their implementation over time? Also, please notify us. Have you respected the time limits for notifying the Secretary General of the state of emergency? The state party has indicated in its responses that office has been tasked with following the issue of the state of emergency aimed at protecting human rights and ensure their respect during the suspension of guarantees. The committee would like to also ask for additional information from your office on the mandate, on the role, and on the scope of its oversight of the situation. I will now move to point four.
Sur la non-discrimination.
This is on non-discrimination. The state party has provided us with important data about institutional developments and social development and inclusion policies in general. Nevertheless, there are no legal and constitutional safeguards for certain groups of your population, such as the LGBTQ plus community. Furthermore, other vulnerable groups such as women, indigenous peoples, Afro-Hondurans and migrants are deprived of any legal or institutional protection which is effective. I would like to know if you have any further information about the shelters for women who are victims of violence, and also the shelters for migrants. We would also like to know more about violence against LGBTQ plus persons, including cases of violent deaths, because we've heard that they have been ignored. So we would like to know more about protection measures, particularly vulnerable groups. The state party has pointed out that it has received complaints for acts of discrimination during January and August of last year, but we would like to know which authorities or organisms or mechanisms received these complaints, and we'd also like to know what is the status of the 6 legal proceedings which have been brought on the 70 complaints that you've received in question. So could you also tell us more about the kind of complaints which were lodged? I'd now like to move on to point 5, which is equality between men and women. We, of course, would be remiss were we not to applaud the accession to the presidency as well as other high-ranking posts by women. Obviously, it's very difficult to know exactly what the scope of political violence is. So we wonder if, in addition to the figures that you have given us about political violence in the last elections, if you've got any more figures about discrimination as prohibited under Article 26. Is there any institutional mechanism for fighting against all forms of discrimination in politics? Now, when it comes to political violence, the National Observatory on Violence has classified the different kinds of discrimination which have been noted. And I'd like to know what has been the follow-up by the judicial system on these cases. I'd now like to move on to Article 6, Right to Life. This is Issue 10. Obviously, this comes back to the state of emergency. You have referred to the online police statistics, which refer to a decrease in violence, which you have confirmed just a few moments ago, Madam Head of Delegation. Also, in the list of issues, the State Party indicates that there were 3,455 murders in 2022, which gives an average of 10.16 homicides per day. But whilst we've seen a fall in the number of homicides, but we would like to know, what are the consequences of police actions such as dismantling gangs? So it's very difficult for us to know what the scope of the effects are. We know that the last resort for victims is the justice system, so we'd like to know if there's been any follow-up by the judicial system on recent affairs, notably when it comes to arrest warrants which have been issued. Have they led to arrests, prosecutions and convictions? Also, in view of the difficult context in your country, where there is what I would call endemic violence and where there's a problem of controlling firearms, the State Party, in the replies to the list of issues, refers to 665 offences linked to the illegal possession of firearms. That's 35% of flagrant offences. But in view of measures to try and strengthen the effectiveness of weapons control measures, the committee would like the State Party to inform us of judicial proceedings which have followed these findings. So thank you very much for your attention.